So we get an insight into the personality of Herod the great builder, the one who was navigating and doing all of the political scheming and everything that he needed to do in order to solidify his kingdom, killing of his own children, murdering of the holy innocents today in Bethlehem. It makes one ponder if he was really trying to destroy the Messiah in order to preserve his kingdom. It's almost incomprehensible to imagine that the level of arrogance that he had, or the lack, I would assume it has to be a lack of faith, that the prophets, that the faith, everything that had been pointing to this moment in time was just all nothing, and that he was doing everything he needed to do to solidify his kingdom. He didn't care about a Messiah, didn't care about any of the promises that God had made to the people of Israel. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he was a man that lacked faith, as opposed to a man that seemed so arrogant that he would somehow imagine that he could oppose God by his own will. We still see choices like this made in our own world today. The first reading today reminds us that we are to be friends with the light. We are not to walk in darkness anymore. Darkness is wonderful if you are trying to hide. You know, if you're trying to be stealthy, darkness is great. But Jesus is the light. And the invitation for us to walk in accordance with the light, to be able to walk in the light. So the invitation by St. John in his letter is that if there is sin in our life, then it needs to be confessed. Bring it into the light so it can be forgiven and we can walk in friendship with the light, in the light. It's the invitation for us. It is a different way of living. It's interesting because we could either have all of our efforts to mask and to hide all that we do so that no one sees, or we could simply bring it to the light. And that's what we are invited to do, my brothers and sisters. The invitation for us is to be set free, free from the burdens of sin in our life. Make friendship with the light and to abide in it. Amen.